AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. Central Command announced it will begin a blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas starting today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. President Trump earlier vowed to entirely block the strategic Strait of Hormuz, as early reports indicated that ships had stopped crossing the waterway. U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks in Pakistan ended without an agreement yesterday. The president spoke with reporters as he returned to Washington late last night. Pope Leo XIV is pushing back against President Trump's comments against him, AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
Pope Leo is setting off on an 11-day trip to Africa. He's doing so against the backdrop of an extraordinary broadside issued by President Donald Trump overnight, in which he said that Leo wasn't doing a very good job and should stop catering to the radical left. This was in reference to Leo's prayer service on Saturday night, in which he blasted what he called the delusions of omnipotence fueling wars today. It was an apparent reference to the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran. It's not clear if Leo will respond in kind when he comes back to meet the journalists.
In other news, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on more U.S. strikes on suspected drug-smuggling boats.
The U.S. military says it blew up two boats accused of smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean and says the strike killed a total of five people, leaving one survivor. The attacks are part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers in Latin America. The latest strikes bring the total number of people killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 168 people. The Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in early September. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Rory McIlroy became the fourth back-to-back champion in Masters history with a final round 1-under-71 to claim a one-shot victory over Scottie Scheffler. McIlroy joined Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
The NBA play-in tournament field is set as Miami goes to Charlotte for an elimination game Tuesday, and Orlando visits Philadelphia Wednesday in the East. The West play-in matchups are Phoenix-Portland on Tuesday and the Clippers versus Golden State Wednesday. Bucks coach and Basketball Hall of Famer Doc Rivers isn't expected to return next season, per AP source, and former Major Leaguer Phil Garner, who managed the Astros' first World Series team, has died at age 76.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.